Health-wise, I'm doing great right now. Had surgery a couple weeks, 8 weeks ago now, and recovering great, and everything's ahead of schedule right now, so couldn't be more happy.
Every time I ask people about it, they always bring up two matchups that you had last year, Brandon Cooks and Paul Richardson. Can you talk about just your experience in covering both of those guys?
I would say they're two different types, style of receiver, really. Brandon Cooks, I would say he's more of a quick receiver, and Paul Richardson was more of a downfield guy. I was playing against Brandon Cooks, really challenged you laterally. You had to make sure you had your feet pretty tight and make sure you were tight in your back pedal, because when he gets out of his breaks, he gets out pretty fast. And Paul Richardson was a guy that he's going to try to run by you almost every time. So he's a guy that you have to make sure your technique's on point, and you really have to just make sure that you're reading your keys. Realistic timetable, well, my doctor said that we're going to be looking at close to September, trying to get back on the field by then, so just have to keep staying positive and keep working as hard as you can every day. I mean, at the time it happens, you kind of get down on yourself, but then you realize that how much your team has accomplished and how much you've done with the school, so I felt like I was there every moment of every game, and when I wasn't able to be on the field, I felt like I was there on the sideline playing every single play from what I could do on the sideline. How will it affect it? I'm not really too worried about how it'll affect my draft stock. I'm really worried about once I get there, how I'm going to move on from there and how I'm going to perform once I get onto a team. I think the biggest thing there is I'm going to have to be in the film room and learn the playbook, and I have to make sure all those mental reps that all the guys are getting on the field, I have to make sure I'm getting double the amount, because I'm not going to be able to actually be on the field. So you just have to put in a lot more work and have to just work as hard as you can every day. Against bigger receivers, most of the time they tend to not be able to really get out of their breaks as fast, so you can kind of use that to your advantage, but they can also attack the ball a lot better, so you have to, for the most part, play your hands. When you play a bigger guy, you don't want to go for an interception, because they're going to be able to box you out. You want to be able to play their hands and try to knock the ball out when they get to the, before they can get down to the ground. So that's usually how I play against bigger guys. You want to play their hands and go for pass deflections rather than interceptions. Can you say that again? First pick. I mean, I'm all going to go with my teammate, but I can't. I mean, he's just a guy that on and off the field, you're going to trust him, and you know what you're going to get from him every single day at practice, in the locker room, in the weight room, on the field, with the teammates in the – I mean, all around, he's just a guy that makes everybody around him better.
Some of the scouts have said that you might fit better in nickelback than playing out on the island. Does that bother you? Do you embrace that, or what?
I don't think it bothers me at all. I mean, it shows that I'm a versatile player. I was able to play nickel a lot throughout my career at Oregon, and really is going to help me in the long run, because, I mean, now the league really it runs through a slot receiver, and if you can have a guy that can cover a slot receiver and try to shut him down, then it really just helps the team. And that's all you're looking forward to, trying to win games for the team.
A lot of coaches feel like he sacrificed his position on the football, when they're his popular receiver. When they look back at the ball, are you one of those guys, when do you think you choose the time to look for the ball located, or when do you think you choose the time to play through the receiver's
hand? I think that all depends on your position on the ball. If you're trailing a guy, you can't look back for the ball, because good quarterbacks are going to get it over your head. Especially, I mean, I'm not the tallest guy, so that's something that you can't do. But if you have great position and you're on top of a route, then you look for the ball and you got to make a play.
How long is the injury to the second half? When are you going to be fully healthy?
Fully healthy, I mean, that all depends on how I work every single day. I mean, the doctor said that every person's different, depending on whether you have the same injury or not. everybody's different, everybody's timetable is different, but so far I'm ahead of schedule and everything's going great so far. I probably wouldn't have rather had the injury at all, but I mean, it is what it is, and you just make the best out of it. It's only going to make me stronger. Now I have to focus on a lot of things that I didn't focus on when I was healthy, and it's going to work all the muscles around it and improve all that. I don't think so. I mean, one guy doesn't change the outcome of a game, but I think I could have definitely helped with my leadership on the field, with having a lot of experience in big games. So I feel like I could have definitely helped the team, but I was on the sideline. I was there with them every second of the game, and I mean, I did everything I could to help our team. Well, at this point, I'm going to be coming back for the recheck, so they really didn't do too much. But once I come back in April, then that's when they'll probably be looking around and working the knee a lot more. Formally, we just got here yesterday, so we haven't had any formal meetings. Informal, pretty much almost every team yesterday night. We were there for a couple hours, about 4 or 5 hours, so got to meet with most of the teams last night and probably will meet with probably the rest of them today. I think for the most part, they really want you to talk about your knowledge of the game. And, I mean, they know what the injury is, and that's kind of their job to know exactly what that is. So they ask me what happened, how did it happen, stuff like that. But for the most part, they're worried about my football knowledge, how I'm approaching working out and getting ready for the next season, and that's really it. I really like to just watch guys that compete and, I mean, play with great technique. I feel like with how the NFL is today, if you don't have good technique at corner, it doesn't matter what size you are, you're going to get beat. There's so many receivers that are good now, and they're going to 4-wide sets. So if you don't have good technique, whether you're 6'4 or 5'8, you're not going to be able to make the play. I mean, Richard Sherman obviously has probably the best technique, and he's a smart player, so he's a great player to watch. You watch Jarrell Revis, Joe Hayden. You watch, I mean, all the guys that are doing great things. I mean, Vontae Davis. You watch the guys that are making plays week in and week out, and the guys that compete every single down. Greatest strength as a player, I would say definitely my instincts and quickness. I feel like for the most part, I'm able to stay with most guys on the field, and I'm able to usually break faster than the receiver can.